Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Lan Katz, CEO and environmental engineer at H2O. Is it H2O? Is that how we pronounce it, Ilan? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, H2O. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Very. So I had the privilege actually of seeing this operating in Tel Aviv at, there's a center there that showcases entrepreneurship, in Israel. And, I'm assuming that this is what it is, that it takes water from the atmosphere or takes moisture from the atmosphere and converts it into water.
Exactly. Yes. We found the atmosphere is a huge amount of, a huge source of water and a sustainable one, so we can harvest the moisture from the atmosphere and provide it as a safe drinking water.
It's really incredible. How far along is this? So yeah, I saw this maybe 2 years ago, roughly 2 years ago, in Israel. How have you progressed?
Actually, what you saw, it's something different, and we have a new technology. It's operate for a year. Right. In the Technion, the Israel Institute of Technology in Haifa.
Right.
Currently, we have a new technology that use a different type of water harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
What you saw, and there is in the market, it's what's called direct cooling technology, just as an air conditioned system that is water dripping in the outside the side of the system.
Right.
So this is the old technology.
Right.
And there is such company in Israel and other places around the world, but we are doing it differently.
Tell us what you're doing.
Actually, we absorb first the moisture from the atmosphere into a desiccant solution.
Mm-hmm.
By this we can operate this system in wider atmospheric conditions, and therefore we are much more effective, and even the water is a bit safer because we are not condensing the whole mass air, and there is no direct contact between the air with the pollution there is there with the product water.
Is yours more scalable? Does this make it something that has greater access to other areas?
Yes. When the current direct cooling trying to operate in the arid or semi-arid conditions are less efficient, and our technology, because of this adsorption-desorption technology, can operate in much wider atmospheric conditions.
Right. Is this something that can be, that you hope will be mass produced and sold, exported to areas where there is limited rainfall?
For sure. We are working on the design and production of a commercial system, a containerized wise that can be plug and play in different places, and we'd like to produce the water for a remote community that has no infrastructure, water infrastructures, and we can in this way bridge the gap between these communities and the modern conditions, better health, better education and equality.
What kind of volumes can this produce?
Current models in the market and our design is about 1,000 liter per day.
Incredible.
And this can support about 200 people for drinking water.
Absolutely incredible. And have you started exporting this, or is this in the earlier stages still?
No, it's too early for us. Mm-hmm. We are now starting our startup company and designing the commercial system and actually looking for a seed investment in this stage.
Absolutely incredible. Ilan Katz, CEO and environmental engineer at H2O, wishing you all the success with it. It is potentially life-changing for people, and certainly we understand that here in South Africa, access to water, not only in South Africa, but many parts of Africa, absolutely desperate for safe, potable water. So I really do wish you all of the success.